to Keep Moving Forward, a podcast dedicated to church revitalization, replanting, and the church in general. Each week, we look at issues within the revitalization movement, as well as interview pastors and leaders involved in revitalization. So now, please join us for this week's discussion. Hey everyone, welcome back to Keep Moving Forward. And I am your host, Don McKinnon. And it's been a while. It's been a long while. This isn't the first of a new season. I will say this. This is more of a special edition episode. We are working on something special. I'm gonna give you, that is what this episode is. It's kind of like a flavor, a test, a thing to discuss what we are working on and why it's taking us longer to discuss things. So let me kind of give you an update of what's going on with me. But first, if this is your first podcast and you like it, please like and subscribe and leave a comment. That helps us get out. We are not sponsored, but we do have a library of podcasts going back to, I believe, 2018, maybe 2017, but I believe it was 2018 when we started our podcast. So we have quite a library of over 100 episodes, going back with when we were called the Practical Church Revitalization Podcast. I had a series of hosts with me. I still do. My wife is my co-host regularly, but we jump back and forth between her being here and her not. She is actually in a couple of rooms away from us in the church. She is running the women's Bible study right now, but we are not sponsored, so we cannot, pay for that big database of, whatever you want to call it, where we can have all our episodes up there. We want to eventually, and so the only way we can work that out is for you to like and subscribe and to pass it on and to share and to leave a comment and give us a rating and all that good stuff, because that gets this out into the public more. So I would appreciate that. In fact, the whole team would appreciate that if you would. Now, that said, let me give you some of the updates, what's going on with me, what's going on with the podcast, why have we not been back after a certain break? And I will tell you, with me personally, there's been a lot going on. I am in the middle of trying to figure out my secular career. I have been a substitute teacher for 5 years, and I feel that that time may be coming to an end. I'm looking into chaplaincy. I've spoken with one chaplaincy group and trying to get in there, but it's one of those things where trying to find that secular job that's going to help me being a bivocational pastor, possibly going into co-vocation. I don't know, but this is what we are looking at and trying to work with and try to figure out right now. And so that is one of the things going on. The other thing is that I have been working with the Baptist churches of New England. I can't really give too much, but I will say this. Over the last 4 or 5 months, I have been meeting with a group of pastors who are involved in revitalization, and we are trying to come up with a game plan. And some of that game plan, I'm going to say, is tied into the where this season of the podcast is going. And so I will get there momentarily. Hold on. But we are, you know, looking at what are some of the things holding up churches in revitalization, what are some of the roadblocks, what are some of the positives, all sorts of different things, which we are trying to really kind of just look at, figure out, celebrate, you know, whatever you want to call it. But we are working on coming up with a solution for our denomination, but not just our denomination, but something that other groups can use. And so this is something that we are really trying to work on and develop. And it has been a process. I actually have one more meeting this weekend that I will be going to. I think this might be the final one. I'm not sure. I know it's been going. It's a slow process. It's a slow process. We are going there. We are working there. But we are slowly getting there. Not much. Like I said, I can't really say much about it. But it has been good. I will say that. It has been good. I'm working with some friends of the podcast, like Jim Harrell and others that you know of. And yeah, it's been really a good process, and I'm excited. It's going to be our first face-to-face in a while, and we shall see what we shall see with that, where it goes after this. But anyway, so that's kind of where I've been going. And now the podcast. What is going on? Why are we holding back? How is that tied to this? Well, if you have been paying attention, I think I hate using the term several months because it's all recently. It's all probably since the start of 2023. There have been a number of articles written about the coming pastoral shortage. And I think that is in and of itself a scary term. It's something we are seeing here in New England. It is something that we are seeing really take its shape and form. If you are on Facebook and you have been a part of our group that we help administer, the Revitalizing and Replanting Churches group on Facebook, a couple of months ago, I think it was, we had done for a week, we're releasing these articles day by day. I think it was one to two a day, talking about the coming pastoral shortage. The Gospel Coalition actually in February released a article, and it was based on Lifeway's research that they had done the previous, near the end of 2022. And this has been a big thing. In fact, my own state convention, they released one this month on the coming pastoral shortage and how serious this is. And basically, I'll give you the primer of this, is what is going on, how we are coming to this pastoral shortage, and what people don't realize. And this is something I think it's a wake-up call for pastors, for churches, for denominational leaders, for networks. This is becoming something that in the next 10 years, if this isn't, the reason why we're bringing this up now is because in the next 10 years, it's going to be catastrophic. And I'll say this, how this begins is we are looking at the ages of pastors. Now, I'm going to go to the Gospel Coalition article. I have it here. Basically, how they begin this is that over 20 years ago, in 2000, the average age of a pastor was 50 years old. Today, it is 57. That's an uptick of 7 years. And this is compared, I believe, some of the original data that they had was the average age of a pastor in 1990 was like 45, and prior to that it was like 40, maybe 30 years ago. It's really one of these things that is really catching, or 40 years ago, it's really catching the eye of people that we're not getting, pastors are not getting younger, or we're not even staying the same age. You know, we're just getting older. We see this right now. Churches are like looking at things, and we are seeing where the age of pastors is just getting up. A lot of this has to do with the Great Recession that we had a few years ago, where we had pastors who, you know, they had their money tied into the stock market and different things, and money just isn't there for them to retire. They ended up losing secular jobs, and so they ended up going and having to work longer than what was expected. They may have lost their jobs, and so a lot of that savings they were going into. I know during that period I was unemployed for 3.5 years, so basically what I had saved up dried up. You know, we were, you know, you figure we're living in one of the more expensive areas of the country, and what I had was enough to live off of for 3.5 years, and it dried up. I mean, I was taking little bits of pieces of other jobs to try to keep going, and then when I did get a job, you know, the pay was not that great, and that's been the thing around here is pay has not been that great for a while. So, you know, what are you to do? So pastors, they have stuck around at their churches because if the church is able to pay, it's perhaps paying them something, giving them a almost a paycheck to paycheck, if you will. It's kind of a scary thing. We're seeing seminaries close here in New England. I can give you best, you know, here in New England, we had Andover Newton close. We've had another Episcopal seminary close. We had a Presbyterian seminary close. We have Gordon Conwell, founded by Billy Graham, and once president was Hayden Robinson. They are seeing so many students leave, or not getting as many students signing up for seminary, that now they are going to go pretty much strictly online, and they are selling their building. So that becomes the question. What are we to do when we're seeing this? And so there is not enough men going into seminary. There's not enough people going into the pastorate anymore. And so with that, you know, a lot of it has to do with the cost. Even Bible colleges are seeing a loss in people signing up for their classes. So the big thing is, what is going to happen? And this is where we're going. We're discussing this. We have people from different walks of life coming in for the podcast. I don't want to give too much away. Our panel could change. I know recent annual meetings and conventions and everything is keeping some of them from having a solid date, but we're planning to sit down for at least 2 hours to discuss this and just give you kind of a makeup how we're going to do this. Aside from your host here, we're going to have a current leader within a state convention come in and discuss what they're seeing within this and how they are looking at solutions. We've got somebody from the SBC's North American Missions Board who works with the revitalization area. They're going to come in and discuss with us. So this is the panel. Then we have somebody from the Deep South who is just really seeing this and getting involved with it themselves, and give us some of their what they're seeing, and also somebody in the Midwest. So, you know, you're getting kind of an eclectic group here. There is a lot of stuff that I could go into on these guys here. I love them all. They're all good friends of mine. But these are things that really, when we're looking at this, if we don't nip a lot of this in the bud, it's going to really reflect bad. And you know, when I'm sitting here and I'm talking with people in different groups and different pastors groups, there's just a lot of stuff going on. Let me just say this. We are sitting here right now at this beginning, and I know that there's a lot of people. There are some people that have told me, well, we've seen this for a while. Okay. Here's my question, and this is actually a question that a lot of people have been asking me when they hear some people say, well, we saw this for a while. Okay, if you saw this for a while, why weren't we doing something active back then? Why were we not doing something active back then? Because if the average age right now is 57, and here's what's going on, we are seeing more and more churches where pastors are retiring. I can tell you right now, yesterday, I learned that a friend of mine has had to resign from his church over health reasons. And this church had already struggled to find a pastor before he came a few years ago. And now that church is going back to square one. And, you know, it becomes a question of what is going to happen if this church cannot find a pastor. There is another church I know that has been looking for a pastor for 2 years and has recently just decided that they are no longer going to be looking for a pastor. And this is where I think a lot of things that we are we are trying to figure this out for us. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at what is going on, and I don't want to sound like I'm being vague on this, but you know, this is kind of where I have been in the revitalization stage. There are people that do not support church revitalization. I'm going to be honest on this. You know, I see it. And this goes beyond some of the people that, you know, there are the people that plant churches and they are hard-lined into their network or denominational stance on, you know, churches are dying, so we need new churches in the area. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about people that just sit there and say, well, the church needs to die. Well, I look at a friend of mine by the name of Ken Possel. He is in Millville, Massachusetts, he is the only church in his town and one of the few in the vicinity. Nobody's planting a church there. Nobody's trying to revitalize a church. This guy's 63 years old, works at a warehouse. On the weekends, he's part of a cemetery restoration board, and goes out on Saturday mornings to clean up historic cemeteries that have been abandoned, and people are like walking around breaking the tombstones because this place is like, you know, 5 miles in the woods somewhere, and there are people that are buried there that this is their final resting place. And you know, he's sitting there like, where are the people? Why aren't people coming to my area to plant a church? You know, he's willing, you know, he said it, you know, if somebody came and was planting a church and willing to work with us and everything, I'd be willing to hand the church over if it worked out in that way. But nobody's doing that. And, you know, again, here he is. He's 63 years old. You know, and I've seen it. He, you know, a few years ago when I first met him, he was a very energetic guy. Now he's sitting there just, you know, you can see where there is this drain on him. And his church does a lot of good. They do a lot of things for the community. They have a first responders dinner, and they do stuff on Mother's Day and Father's Day and other times of the year to get people to know that the church is there. But this is what's going on. You know, we have this aging pastor population, and a lot of guys are getting tired. I just found out my own Baptist Association, we only have one retired pastor who is kind of pulpit fill. And for the last, I think, 18 months, he has been filling in the pulpit of a church, a good-sized church, that is now currently looking for a pastor to fill its place, but he wants to retire. Like, retire, like, not even be pulpit-filled now, because it's just really worked on him. And this is what we need to come and understand with everything going on in our churches and in our places. And so how does this work out? How does this go? So this is what we're going to be discussing. It's not going to be a lot of roundabout ways. I will say this. I like where one of the guys, where they're going on, you know, how do we solve the problem, you know, and how do we solve this problem in particular that I've been talking about. But there is a lot of stuff because, again, you know, expense of the schools is a major, major reason. And we've done it wrong. If we're honest, I think we've done it wrong. If we compare to the scriptures, you know, we have become professional Christians, and that was never the intention, I don't think, of the church, really, was to become professional Christians. But yet we've done this. We've been this way. I know my position's probably going to be controversial, but anyway, that's what we're working on. We're working on this. This is going to be, I think the panel is going to be probably 4 of the 8 episodes for the upcoming season. And then I'm working with talking and interviewing other people. I want to try to get people from other walks of life, other denominational stances, different people that I know that are currently, you know, seeing this and trying to find answers. And you know, if you don't think we should find an answer, then you're wrong, because yeah, you know, the church will continue to go, but right now, I think a lot of people are so invested in the idea of a church, you know, and I mean like a physical church building. You know, a lot of these buildings are going to close. I really do. I really feel like a lot of these buildings are going to close. I feel a lot of buildings are going to, like, we're not even seeing churches willing to merge. We're not even seeing churches willing to fully adopt a church and help it out anymore. And that's been kind of the line that has been towed by a lot of people. But we're not even seeing that. But I digress. I don't want to turn this into a complaint. This is more of, this is what we're going. This is what we're going to discuss in the upcoming season of Keep Moving Forward. We're going to, you know, see how we can keep moving forward in all things that is church-related. So, with that, I am going to say goodbye. Keep moving forward. We love you guys. Keep praying for revitalization. Most importantly, pray for revival in our churches. I know a lot of people don't like that word, but you know what? Revival is what begins within the church to give them a spark to bring people back. And if we're not seeing that, if we're not actively praying for revival, then we're tired. Because we need revival in our churches first, much less in the country, but it begins in the churches. Look at what happened with Edwards and Wesley and Whitfield first, and then look towards the nations. All right, that's it. I'm out. Bye.